The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. For exciting football action. And now, here's the voice for Blue Devils football, Scott Reardon, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, but this is not your normal announcer. Live from Lampson Stadium under a smoky, hazy sky up here in Kennewick, your Wahai Blue Devils getting ready to take on the Kamiokan Braves to open up MCC action here in Kennewick. Again, yeah, it's not your normal announcer. My name is Brett Powers. I'll hopefully keep you in good hands this evening as we'll have the starting lineups. We'll briefly go over the previous seasons for both Wahai and Kamiokan, and of course we'll have the starting lineups, the opening kickoff, and all the action as your Blue Devils are going to take to the field up in Kennewick at Lampson Stadium under a smoky sky to try and take a bit of revenge over last year's loss against Kamiokan. We'll be back more from Lampson. You are listening to Wahai Blue Devil Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LaGrande, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back here live at Lampson Stadium in Kennewick under this smoky, hazy sky. Mid-Columbia Conference football getting ready to get underway here as Wahai trying to avenge kind of a brutal loss to open the season last year at home in Walla Walla. The Blue Devils were blanked 41-0, and the Blue Devils went on to a 3-7 season, while Kamiokan went on to 9-3, and the Braves also being tough in one-point games. They had 3 1-point games, and they went 2-1 in those. So the Braves last year having a successful season, but again, everything starting zeros right now. looking to start over. And despite the fact that Walla Walla is on hostile turf up here at Lampson, Coach Justin James is optimistic, as a head coach always needs to be. He did provide us some notes, which we'll briefly get into, like the question got asked, what offense system does he plan on using offensively? According to Coach James, be running a system similar to last year with a spread H base. But the difference is we've gotten deeper at the skill positions, defensively made some adjustments, and plan to be more aggressive in how to attack. Asked if any players that we should be watching out for. So some names we'll be looking up for this evening include Mason Garrett, a senior on both offensive and defensive sides of the ball. And that takes a look at one kind of disadvantage we do have tonight. Kamiakin comes out fielding almost 60 players coming out onto the Lampson turf right now, whereas Wahai is suiting up closer to 40 players, and we have a number of players that are going both ways, whereas Kamiakin is, they have an offensive line devoted entirely to offensive line work, and then the defensive line is dedicated strictly to defensive work, whereas some of the Blue Devils are going to be working all night long. But as we all know, the games are always played on the field and not on paper. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll keep going through Coach James's notes, and of course, we'll have the starting lineups for both offense and defense for both teams, the opening kickoff, and all the action here as your Blue Devils on the road to open MCC conference action this season and to open the season in general up here at Lampson Field in Kennewick under a smoky sky, warming up, getting ready to take on the Kamiakin Braves. We'll be back with more from Lampson. You're listening to KGDC Radio at 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha,
Losing
LLC.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at Lampson Stadium in Kennewick, your Blue Devils captains getting ready to take the field to meet their Kamiakan opposites at midfield for the coin toss. Before we took that break, been looking over some notes from Coach Justin James and players to look out for, and he included Mason Garrett, a senior on both sides of the offensive and defensive line. Evan King is now going to be a senior running back and last year's leading rusher. He will be on the field, as will Derek Bingham, junior wide receiver and defensive back who led the team in receiving yards. All three of them are captains, and they are marching out to midfield right now to meet their Kamiakan opposites. Coach James also mentioned a couple players who might surprise people. Said to look out for Kalama Roberson, an outside linebacker. And I remember looking at Roberson's number. Do I have that right? Yeah, Roberson is a sophomore. And I believe, yep, he's going to be starting on both sides of the ball. So he is certainly bringing something in as both an outside linebacker and a running back. And then finally look out for Greg Powell, the defensive back, got some playing time last year and has improved significantly. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for Kamiakan. We'll look at both defense and offense. So on defense for Kamiakan, they are going to start at defensive back, a 5'10", 150-pound junior, number three. I beg your pardon. That's not Kamiakan. That is why. Let's look at Kamiakan. There we go. They're going to start a 6'1", 165-pound defensive back at number one, Michael Corey. A 5'9", 170-pound defensive back at number three, Crew Miller. A 5'9", 180-pound linebacker at number six, Jared Hancock. Also starting at defensive back will be a 6'180-pound senior, number 11, Ty Ferris, a 5'9", 160-pound senior defensive back, and number 12, Cannon Meager, and a 6'155-pound freshman defensive back, and number 14, Noah Starr. And then getting into the bigger lines of things for defense for Kamiakan, a 5'8", 200-pound senior linebacker, and number 44, A.J. Slover, a 5'10", 185-pound senior linebacker. The number 45, Zachary Purrington, a 6'2", 280-pound senior on the line. This will be number 43, Brooks Knight. And a 6'2", 245-pound senior in number 56, Brady Niguez. And finally rounding things out on defense will be 6'4", 240-pound sophomore. Defensive lineman number 65, Talon Silva. So on D-line, you've got some beef out there. You've got some big students. For Coach Justin James on defense, he will start at defensive back, the 5'10", 150-pound junior, number three, Greg Powell. He will also start the 6'1", 175-pound defensive back, a junior, number six, Derek Bingham, junior. Also starting at defensive back, a 5'11", 150-pound junior, number 10, Trey McCauley. And with him will be his brother, the 5'10", 145-pound defensive back, also junior, Braden McCauley. Also on defense will be a 6'4", 210 linebacker, a senior, number 17, Logan Hood. As mentioned in the pregame, a 6'1", 175-pound linebacker, a sophomore, and number 20, Kalama Roberson. A 5'10", 160-pound defensive back, and number 22, Micah Eggert. And we're going to stop there as Kamiakan is going to kick off. Mason Severson to kick off, and the Blue Devils have number 20 and 28 deep, and it is going to be Roberson kicking it in from the 15. He's to the 20, to the 25, before maybe inching up to the 27, before he ends up getting brought down by Cannon Meager for the Braves. So check that. He got to the 26-yard line. So the Blue Devils will have the ball to start the game and the season here from Lampson Stadium. And if you just tuned in, I don't know what the conditions are down in Walla Walla, but up here in the Tri-Cities, it is a smoky, hazy day. The trade-off, I suppose, is temperatures dropped somewhat. It isn't in the hundreds like we had the last couple of days. So that means that Josiah Smith, the 5'9 senior quarterback, will have Roberson in the backfield with him. And Smith, he'll take the ball from shotgun with Roberson right behind him. We have two wide receivers split wide to either side, and then we have a whistle before the snap. And the back judge is pointing at the Wahai bench, and number 50, so that was Mason Garrett, has to step off. He has, I don't know if he had not checked in or if there's something with his uniform, but now we're ready to go as Smith. And now we're saying wait again. Now the saying the ref's ready, and we snap the ball. Smith steps back, and he's throwing right. He's going down the right side. He's got a man. And he had Derek Bingham wide open about the 48-yard line, but Smith's throw was way too far out of bounds. So with the first snap, just 10 seconds underway, we go to second and 10. Ball on the 26-yard line of Wahai. Makes you wonder, perhaps there was a miscommunication between Smith and Bingham on that out route. And once again, we'll come out with Smith and shotgun. Roberson behind him. We have one receiver to the right, two split to the left. Smith slaps for the ball, gets it, hands after Roberson around A-gap, and he's past the 30, spins, gets to 35, to the 37. And that is going to be good for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down. Wahai gets up to the 37 on the Roberson carry. 12 yards for the sophomore, and it's first down Blue Devils. Roberson spun up the B gap and then spun out of the linebacker for an additional 4 yards and got that Blue Devil first down. Once again, two receivers split to the left, one to the right on the short side. Smith from shotgun with Roberson pretty much right behind him. Smith claps for the ball, and it's a handoff to Roberson again, and he gets met right at the line of scrimmage, and in fact, he's going to get driven back for a yard loss. Yeah, they're going to say he got met at the 36-yard line. So a loss of one on that carry will make it second and 11. Some big fellas on the Kamiakan defensive line. Smith breaks the huddle. And this time we had three receivers split to the left. The short side of the field is empty except for the tight end. Roberson again lining up behind Smith. Smith ducks, calls for the ball, and he quickly is going to throw right, and he gets it to Bingham on the right wing. He's going to cut up past the 30 and then get pushed out of bounds, past the 40. I beg your pardon. He's going to get to the 43-yard line. So Smith to Derek Bingham Jr. is good for 7 yards, and that'll make it third and 4. The Blue Devils have to get to the 47-yard line of Kamiakan. They are on the 43. Now we have three receivers split to the right. The short side of the field here close to the booth is empty. Blue Devils moving from right to left as we sit up here in the booth. Smith with Roberson behind him, claps to the ball, steps back, wants to throw. He's under some pressure, manages to get through it. Finally, he's going to throw downfield. He's got a man. He ends up dropping down, trying to say that there was contact from Ty Ferris of Kamiakan, but there's going to be no call on the play. So the pass is incomplete, and that will make it 4th and 4. And Wahai, with 4th and 4, will still have Smith in the back. They're going to have three receivers split to the right. But now Smith is going to call the line back and recall the play. Specialty players still stay in place. So Smith will stand in shotgun with an empty backfield. Three receivers to the right, two to the left, and then we're going to have things blown dead before the play. I think we're going to have a timeout. Yep, we're going to have a timeout, Walla Walla High School. So with 10:32 to go in the game, just underway up here at Lampson Stadium, no score between your Blue Devils and the Kamiakan Braves. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Walla Walla Blue Devil Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Got plumbing problems? Total Comfort Solutions has you covered. From fast drain clearing, leaking pipes and running toilets, to expert water heater services, including tankless water heaters and heat pump water heaters, we're here to keep things flowing. As your trusted partner in the Walla Walla Valley, we're committed to top-notch service, quality work, and your total satisfaction. Call Total Comfort Solutions today or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com because your comfort is our priority. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back here at Lampson Stadium, Wahai came out in a spread formation before that timeout, and we called the timeout, and they're still presenting the spread formation. So Smith will take the snap from shotgun with an empty backfield. We got three receivers split to the wide side of the field, two to the short side. There's the whistle, and Smith is going to step all the way back to the 35, and he's going to quick kick it. And it goes end over end. It is going to bounce at the 22-yard line and then roll down inside the 10. Smith, with the pooch kick, gets it rolling all the way down to the 5-yard line. So quick kick punt by the Blue Devils is going to pin Kamiakin back on their 5-yard line, where they will have their first possession of the game. Wahai gaining 17 yards on that first possession. Now let's see if we can stop the Kamiakin offense. Kamiakin, I believe. Nope. I do not know. I thought I knew who their quarterback was, but we're going to see when they actually get him out there. That is going to be Jagger McEwen, a 6'2", 170-pound freshman, is actually sitting. He is on the goal line in shotgun, and he clapped for movement, and he clapped, and there was a delay, and unfortunately, I think Walla Walla encroached, but we will see. Yeah, unfortunately, it is going to be encroachment on. That was Bridger Swopes, the 6'1", 195-pound senior, just got a little too excited, and that's going to cost us 10 yards, giving Kamiakin now a first and five from their 10-yard line. So McEwen with, I believe, Ronan Mitchell behind him, takes the snap. And nope, instead it's going to be a quick throw to number 10. That is Easton Stevens, who gets met fairly quickly but is able to get out to the 18-yard line. That's good for 8 yards. And an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. Kamiakin with a short first down on their first real play of the game. They have first and 10 from their own 18. So McEwen will step back again. Is that Mitchell or is that Corbin? I think that's Corbin Hopwood back with him. McEwen making Michael Corey go into movement. And McEwen does a great job of faking a handoff, and he passes out in the left flat to Mason Severson, a 5'11", 160-pound junior, but the pass is incomplete. McEwen led Severson a bit too far. So second and 10. Kurt Miller, a wide receiver, comes in with the play, and he reports to McEwen. McEwen is 6'2", 170-pound freshman out there starting at quarterback for the Braves. Yeah, and that is Corbin Hopwood in the backfield with him, as is now Michael Corey, a 6'1", 165-pound wide receiver. And McEwen is going to hand off to Corey, who comes up a gap, waits for a delay, and then ends up getting tripped up, but not till he gets up to the 25-yard line. So Michael Corey, a wide receiver, lines up, takes the handoff from the right running back position, and scrambles up to the 25, making it 3rd and 3 for the Braves. No score here from Lampson Stadium. Kamiakin 0, Wahai 0. McEwen in shotgun with Hopwood behind him. Three receivers split wide to the right on the wide side of the field. McEwen claps for the ball, looks for some movement, gets nothing, now looks to the bench. Now claps his hand again. Low snap going to be gathered in by McEwen. He's under some pressure, and he ends up getting dragged down. He had to tuck and run, and he ends up getting dragged down by, that was Kalamar Overson. With a tackle, McEwen getting 1 yard on that play makes it 4th and 2 from the 26. Just how confident do the Braves look? I've called a lot of 2B football, and I'll tell you, with 2B football, they'll often go for it. And sure enough, Roberson is out there in shotgun. I beg your pardon, McEwen is out there in shotgun with, not Roberson, with Hopwood next to him on the right, two receivers split to the left. And now he's going to step back into a quick kick formation. He claps for the ball, and he is going to kick. And it's a wobbly end-over-end kick that's going to bounce at the 47 and then roll down inside the 40. It's finally going to be dropped at the 36-yard line. So right now we've got ourselves a game of field position football, and Wahai is ahead of things. They had started on their 23. Now they'll be starting on their, oh, they mark it at the 37-yard line. I beg your pardon. Whereas we managed to pin Kamiakin back down to their 5 to start things out. Yep, you're going to place the ball on 37 and, yeah, okay. It was funny, the yard markers said it was Kamiakin football, and I'm going, no, that's Wahai football, as sure enough, Smith is going to set up in shotgun with Roberson behind him, and he sends number 6 in motion. Smith is going to take the snap, step back, looks, throws into traffic, gets it to Roberson. Roberson caught the ball more or less at the original line of scrimmage. He does manage to scramble forward for about a yard. They will credit him to the 38. So make that a successful completion, but a gain of only 1, making it 2nd and 9. Again, no score here from Lampson Stadium. Kamiakin 0, Wahai 0. 7:45 to go here in the first quarter. Wahai early on holding their own against that beef at the Kamiakin line. Smith in shotgun with 2 receivers to the wide side of the field on the left. Roberson again behind him. Smith calls for the snap, fakes the handoff, steps back, wants to throw. Now he has to scramble. He's under pressure. And we got picked up a good block. Now he's going to run around the right. He gets to the 40, then lowers his shoulder and going to get up to the 42, maybe mark that the 43. Call that the 43-yard line. So we had a broken play downfield. Now they're going to call him to the 42. And Smith tucks the ball and scrambles up for 4 yards. So that'll make it 3rd and 5. You got to get to the Kamiakin 47-yard line. We're on the 42. Smith, some good movement there. Stood straight back, then ended up scrambling to the right. So now I got a tight formation. Smith in shotgun with Roberson behind him, but the receivers are all tight against the line. Smith claps to the ball, steps back, looking, under pressure. He's going to have to scramble to the left and quickly gets the throw up. It's going to be intercepted. That's intercepted by Crew Miller. He's down the right line, down the 30, down to the 20, before he ends up getting tackled from behind by Derek Bingham Jr. But Smith, under pressure, ends up tossing the ball right, and he wanted Bingham, but Miller stepped in front of it, intercepts the ball, and Kamiakin has the ball deep in Wahai territory. They're going to take over on the Blue Devil 20-yard line. Great effort by Smith to try and avoid the pressure. They had linebacker pressure coming there, but he looked to the right, and he telegraphed his pass to Bingham, and Crew Miller just stepped right in front of it and intercepted it at about the 42-yard line and returned it all the way down to the 20, where he got hauled down from the back by Derek Bingham Jr. So Jagger McKeown, the freshman quarterback, will be out there again with Hopwood behind him. 2 receivers split to the left, 1 to the right on the short side of the field. McEwen claps for the ball, hands off to Hopwood. He wants to go left gap, and he's going to get met pretty much at the line of scrimmage. He might have been able to squeak forward for 1 yard. That was a great solo tackle. Was it Trey McCauley? It might have been. Whoever it was, Hopwood had 1 man to beat, and the Wahai man would not be beat. Did a great job of gathering him in. 2nd and 9 from the Wahai 19. For Kamiakin. McEwen comes back with Hopwood on his right, and we'll have 3 receivers split to the wide side of the field on the right. McEwen looking to his left, now calls for the snap, and he was looking left all along. He wants number 5, and I believe it was good. That pass complete to Mason Severson. It was good, and I'll tell you what, Jagger McEwen telegraphed that pass. That's a 19-yard pass from Jagger McEwen to Mason Severson. That is good for a Kamiakin touchdown, but McEwen made it so clear that that was the direction he was going. He was looking to the short side of the field, took the snap, was looking down the short side of the field, and he threw it to Severson on the short side of the field. Colton Gurley, a 5'11", 155-pound junior wide receiver, is on for the point after touchdown. Ty Ferris, the senior, will hold for Kamiakin. So there's the whistle. There's the snap. Ball is down. The kick is up. And it is good. With 5:37 to go in the first quarter, we got some points on the board. Kamiakin 7, Wahai nothing. We'll be back with more from Lampson Stadium. You are listening to Wahai Blue Devil Football on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Aiden Neese's kickoff is going to be gathered at the 15-yard line by number 18. Oh, by for Wahide. Guy had, who is that? That is, I beg your pardon, that is Caden Wilson. And, boy, he had a hole that suddenly got filled by a linebacker, and then he got drilled and a flag came down. He did manage to get up to the 35-yard line. Now we're going to sort out this flag. It could have been holding. It could have been an illicit hit. Here's the ref. Oh, shoot. No, the call is holding against Wahai. So, unfortunately, that return by Caden Wilson getting up to the 35 is going to end up coming back. The flag's all the way back on the 24-yard line. Nope, sorry, it wasn't holding. I beg your pardon. It was a block in the back on Wahai. So from the spot of the foul, you end up going 10 yards beyond that. So I believe this ball now is going to be placed on the 14. Yep. Wahai is going to start on their 14. They've got a long field to go. With 5:30 to go here in Lampson in Kennewick, Wahai trails 7-0 against Kamiakin. Smith will be in shotgun with two receivers to split to either side. And Roberson in the backfield with him. And it's going to be a handoff to Roberson, who's going to try and sweep around left end. And he manages to get up past 15. I want to say he got to the 17, maybe mark at the 18. Yeah, the far judge is saying 18. So Roberson with a 4-yard carry will make it 2nd and 6. 7-0 Kamiakin, primarily on the strength of a Crew Miller interception for Kamiakin. He read Jaisaiah Smith's eyes and intercepted a ball intended for Bingham, returned it from the 42 to the 20, and then Kamiakin punched it in with a pass to the left side as Smith in shotgun with Roberson behind him. Two receivers to the short side of the field on the right. He's going to put number 17 in motion. Now Smith is going to step back, quickly throws to the right. The pass is going to be batted down at the line of scrimmage by Brooks Knight, the 6'2", 280-pound senior lineman. Just put a big mitt up and slap that down. Going to make it 3rd and 6 for Wahai. In all honesty, neither team exactly setting the world on fire offensively. It was a 19-yard touchdown strike from McEwen to Swenson, but that's pretty much been the longest play from scrimmage thus far, as Smith will have two receivers wide to the left with Roberson behind him again. And he'll put Bingham in motion, also now to the left. And Smith's going to roll to the left. Now he's looking to throw, and instead he's going to have to tuck and run, and he gets up to the 23-yard line before he ends up getting jersey tackle out of bounds by Easton Murphy. 6 foot junior. So Smith gets the ball up to the 23-yard line, where it'll make it 4th and 1. Again, And I've called quite a bit of 2B football. I know this is 3A football. I called quite a bit of 2B football, and in 2B football with 4th and 1, you may end up going for it. I know the standard with the larger schools is often you're going to stand to punt. But we do have spread formation with Smith in shotgun. 3 receivers split to the right, 2 to the left, and now Smith is going to step back into a punt formation, and he claps for it and gives off the quick kick. And it's going to sail past the 50. It's going to take a bounce at the 45 and then start to roll back. And then it's going to end up being down by Roberson at about the 43. They're going to mark that at the 43-yard line of Kamiakin. So why, being pinned back on their 14, end up going 3 and out, and Kamiakin will take it over with the most favorable field position they've had all night, except for when they had that interception earlier in the first quarter. Again, 4:23 to go here in the first quarter. And Kamiakin up 7-0. As McEwen will be out there again, he's got a different running back behind him. I want to say that can't be Michael Corey. He fakes the handoff. Instead, it's going to be McEwen who keeps it up, keeps it himself, and he's going to get immediately tackled by Charles Witzke for Wahai. But McEwen ends up dragging Witzke past the 45. All the way up to the 48-yard line. So Witzke made great contact, but McEwen just had a head of steam going, and he dragged Witzke 5 yards. So that'll make it 2nd and 5 for the Braves. And I cannot get a read on the running back who's in the backfield behind McEwen for Kamiakin. He'll have 2 receivers split to the right. 2nd and 5, McEwen claps for the ball, and he's going to hand off to that running back who's going to get met pretty much at the line of scrimmage and then wrestled straight down. Now, the running back is Diego Vargas, a 5'6 junior, and they're going to say no gain on that play as Vargas gets taken down, and that'll make it 3rd, or they're going to say he got to the 49. Yeah, they'll give him a yard on that. So Vargas gains a yard, that'll make it 3rd and 4 from just short of midfield. And Wahai would love nothing better to have a stop here. With 3:11 to go in the first quarter and the clock continuing to tick, it will be Vargas in the backfield with McEwen lining up to McEwen's left. 2 receivers split to either side. McEwen steps up in shotgun. He's going to put Vargas in motion, so it's an empty backfield. As McEwen takes a snap, steps back, looks, throws over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. He wanted Easton Stevens, and there were 2 Wahai linebackers right there, and it's just, and McEwen did a pretty good job of getting the ball to Stevens. Stevens might have heard the pitter-patter of little feet, as they say. And he got a little bit of a yip and wasn't able to drag that pass in. So that'll make it 4th and 4 from right about midfield. In 3A, do they go for it here, or do you try and pin him deep in their own territory? McEwen has Vargas behind him with 2 receivers split to either side. McEwen steps up. He claps for it. Tries to draw someone off sides. And now they're going to blow a whistle? Oh, they're going to call timeout. Okay, so they were hoping to drag Wahai off sides, and someone did creep into the neutral zone, but he got back before the ball was snapped, and there was no contact. And so Kamiakin didn't get what they were looking for. So we're going to take a timeout. With 2:53 to go in the first quarter, and Kamiakin facing a 4th and 4 when we return. You're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KGDC Walla Walla.
So twice this game now, Kamiakin has faced a relatively long yardage situation, and the quarterback McEwen will clap the ball for the snap, but they have a cadence where McEwen will clap the ball and no one will move, try and get Wahai to jump off sides. It happened successfully once this last time they didn't, so McEwen looked at the sideline and said, "We got to call timeout," but we're in the same configuration. Now we've got a wide receiver in motion. McEwen wants to pass. It's going to be batted down! He wanted to go to the left, but Logan Hood was right there to slap the ball down, and Kamiakin turns the ball over on downs. The Y defense holds. It'll be first down Blue Devils in Kamiakin territory. They're going to take over at the Brave 49-yard line. That, ladies and gentlemen, was handily well-timed. Hood chose an ideal time to go up and slap that pass down, and McEwen was under some serious pressure, too. So, Josiah Smith, will he come out? Is he a quarterback? No, we've got Lincoln Heinrich out there now. The sophomore is going to be a quarterback. And he'll clap, and instead he's immediately going to get overwhelmed by the line, and he's going to get sacked way back in Wahigh territory, way back at the 40-yard line, make that the 41-yard line. So, unfortunately, start out on the 49 and then take a 10-yard sack just like that. It's second and 20. Our time, check that, 42, so make it a 9-yard sack. But our time in Kamiakin territory was short-lived. Kamiakin set a middle linebacker blitz, and the Waha line was just not ready for it. And this is going to be Heinrich at quarterback again with Roberson behind him. Heinrich to take the snap. He'll hand off to Roberson. Roberson's going to have to shift to the right, and he manages to shed a tackle. He was met at the 40-yard line. He made a great spin move, then gets up to the 45, past the 45, all the way up to the 48. I'm going to call that the 48-yard line of Wahigh. So Roberson took nothing and turned it suddenly into a 6-yard gain. The problem is you're still looking at 3rd and 19. We got to get to the Kamiakin 39-yard line because that sack we took on 1st and 10 chewed up a fair bit of territory. So Wahai will put three receivers split wide to the left on the wide side of the field. Heinrich again will have Roberson behind him and one receiver split to the short side of the field. Heinrich clapped, and we're going to, I don't know, there was something was hinky with the setup, and we had a whistle before the snap. There's a flag in the backfield. Oh, the call's delay of game against Wahai. Ouch. Ouch. So you go from the 48 to the 43. And that'll make it 3rd and 18. And that's a long row to hoe for a Wahigh offense that hasn't had much of a passing attack thus far this evening. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Kamiakin up 7-0. As Heinrich will have two receivers to the left and Roberson behind him. Heinrich claps to the ball. He'll hand off to Roberson. He wants to go around to the right. And again, he sets a tackle. He's going to get past midfield. I'll tell you what, Roberson's a tough runner. And he gets back into Kamiakin territory. He's going to get inside the 48-yard line. Mark that to the 47. So credit Roberson now with a 7. That was a 9-yard gain. That still leaves us with 4th and 8. And that'll bring Isaiah Smith out. Probably in a pooch formation because, once again, we have the spread offense formation. Two receivers to the short side, three receivers to the wide side of the field. But this is the third time now Smith is lined up like this, and he's stepping back, getting ready to punt again. He wants to try and pin Kamiakin as he did the first time. And he gets a low-rolling punt that is going to be gathered in at the 18-yard line, and the returner gets up to the 25. That returner was Ty Ferris, a 6-foot senior for Kamiakin. And the Braves will take over on their 25-yard line. Just 63 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Kamiakin 7, Wahigh nothing. You're on a smoky, hazy evening here at Lampson Stadium in Kennewick. As McEwen will have the bowling ball Corbin Hopwood next to him in the backfield again. Hopwood lining up to the right. You'll have two receivers split wide to either side. So McEwen takes a snap, steps back, looking left, wants to throw, and he has a man. That is going to be Corey, I believe. Yeah, it is. That is going to be Michael Corey. He'll end up getting upended by Micah Eggert. but not before Corey gets all the way out to the 38-yard line. So gain of 13, and that'll be good for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Kamiakin. Now we're under 60 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wide, playing a pretty tough first quarter, but still down 7-0 as McCune will have Hopwood to the next to him, and you'll have three wide receivers split wide to the left side, the wide side of the field. McCune claps, throws to the left, and he's got Corey and room to run. He's 40, 45, past midfield, bounces off a tackler, past the 40. Then finally he's going to get yanked out of bounds, but not until he gets inside the 35-yard line, getting hauled down by Charles Wutzke, the junior linebacker. But Corey now getting deep into Wahai territory, getting all the way down to the 37. That was a 26-yard gain as they mark it down at the 36. And again, that's another Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Kamiakin. This time, McCune will have an empty backfield and a spread formation. Two to the left on the short side, three wide receivers to the right, and he's going to put Hopwood in motion. Now joins him in the backfield. Hopwood's going to take the handoff. He moves off to the left. Wutzke's going to try and haul him down from the back, and again, Hopwood drags him for another 3 yards, but does manage to drag him down after a gain of 4 down to the 32. That gets us under 13 seconds to go in the first quarter, and that's probably going to be the last play of the first quarter. Yeah, and everyone's going to be content to just let the clock run down. So we'll call the quarter right now as the horn sounds. After one quarter of play here from Lampson Stadium in Kennewick, your score, Kamiakin 7, Walla Walla High School 0. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back here live at Lampson Stadium in between the first and second quarters, and Kamiakin leads after one quarter of play, 7-0. And the Blue Devils getting outgained 84 yards to 30 in that first quarter. The touchdown, ironically, coming off not off Kamiakin offense so much as the result of a turnover. Josiah Smith under pressure rolled to the left, and he wanted to find Bingham down the left side of the field, but Crew Miller, a senior defensive back for Kamiakin, stepped in front of it at the 40 and returned it all the way down to the 20, and one play later, quarterback Jagger McEwen ends up hitting Mason Severson for an 18-yard touchdown. And that's the tale of things. After one quarter of play, Kamiakin now has a 2nd and 6 from the Wahai 32-yard line. As McCune with Hopwood next to him in the backfield. Three wide receivers to the right. Hopwood to the right. McCune rolls to the right. He's still rolling, and he's got some blockers, and he is going to keep it. And then he's going to end up getting wrapped up before he gets to the 30-yard line. McCune on the keeper, and that was a design keeper play, but it's only good for 1 yard. And that'll make it 3rd and a long. Better make it. It's a long 4. Long 4 for Kamiakin. In fairness, Kamiakin didn't really start to get on track on offense till that very last possession of the first quarter, especially the 25-yard gain from McCune to Corey. As Hopwood will line up to the right of McCune in shotgun, McCune now steps up, looks at Hopwood, claps his hands, sends things in motion, steps back, wants to throw, steps up. Now he is going to throw, and he's got Corey inside the 25-yard line, and Corey scrambles down inside the 20. before he ends up getting brought down. But that is going to be good for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Kamiak. And as Corey on a 12-yard catch and run gets down to the 19-yard line of Wahai. And Kamiak in threatening again with 10:55 to go here in the first half. McEwen will have Hopwood behind him now, and we'll have three receivers split in close formation on the left to the wide side of the field. He'll have a single receiver to the right. McEwen hands off to Hopwood. Up A-gap is going to end up getting hauled down by Braddock McReynolds. Did I read that right, or was that Wutzke? I believe that was Wutzke. But not before Hopwood got down to the 15-yard line for a gain of 4, making it 2nd and 6 for Kamiak, and Hopwood's going to come off the field. Be replaced, presumably, by Crew Miller. Crew Miller listed as a wide receiver. Yeah, it's going to be Stephen Wadan, a senior running back, lining up next to McEwen now. And McEwen, the freshman, claps his hands. He's going to step back, wants to throw, looking right, throws right. He's got a man in the corner of the end zone, but it's going to be way out of bounds. He wanted Crew Miller, but perhaps McEwen looked at the coverage that Gregory Powell had on the play and said, you know what, we're not going to risk this, and he just threw it out of bounds. So good coverage by Greg Powell on that play makes it 3rd and 6 for Kamiakin. Down on the Wahai 15-yard line. 7-0 Kamiakin. 9:51 to go in the half here from Lampson Stadium. Under the lights and the haze here in the mid-Columbia. McEwen with Wadan next to him in the backfield. Steps up, claps to the ball, steps back, looks left, now throws for the end zone. He's got a man, and we had great coverage there. Yes, indeed. Outstanding coverage by Derek Bingham Jr. He was all over Ty Ferris. And McEwen had nothing but eyes for Ferris, but Bingham had outstanding coverage on that and just did not let Ferris get to the ball. Now they make it 4th and 6. And McEwen will come out with Wadan next to him, and we'll have two wide receivers split wide to either side. Wadan lining up directly to the left of McEwen. 4th and 6. Wahai needs a stop. McEwen claps, steps back, looking right. Now looking left. He's got a man in the end zone, and I believe that got hauled down by Mason Severson again. He did. He placed that just right. So once again, McEwen hits Severson for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down touchdown for Kamiakin with 9:41 to go in the first half. And I cannot remember who the kicker is. So we'll get that number for you here in a moment. Is it 42? Yep, it is. Colton Gurley, a 5'11 wide receiver defensive back, will be out for the point after touchdown, and he made the one earlier in the first quarter after the interception. Aha. But there was a penalty after the touchdown. We have an unsportsmanlike penalty call. We have penalty against Kamiakin, unsportsmanlike conduct on Mason Severson. So he got a little bit too celebratory down there in the end zone. That penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. So Gurley will still be on for the point after touchdown attempt. And it'll be Ty Ferris again with the hold. So just waiting for the whistle. There's the whistle. There's the snap. Ball is fumbled, and Ferris is going to have to try and run for it, and he's going to end up getting hauled down way in the backfield. He gets hauled down by Braden McCauley, and the point after touchdown obviously is no good. So with 9:41 to go in the first half, your score, Kamiakin 13, Wahai nothing. We'll be back with more from Lampson Stadium. You're listening to Wahai Blue Devil Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
A reminder, this Blue Devil broadcast brought to you in part by George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Kamiakin got an unsportsmanlike penalty assessed to them for excess celebration after that last touchdown. So they are kicking off all the way down at their 13-yard line. Do I have that right? Yes, indeed. I believe they assessed two unsportsmanlike penalties. So the 40 becomes the 25, and then from the 25 you get to technically the 12.5-yard line, half the distance to the goal. So this is going to be one of the deepest kickoffs I think I've ever seen. As Aiden Neese will kick off for Kamiakin, and the Braves leading your Blue Devils 13-0 here with 9:41 to go in the first half. And Neese's kickoff is up and away, and it's going to be hauled down by Caden Wilson at about the 35-yard line, and he completely sets a tackle right down to the 44, managed to get back up. He's into Kamiakin territory to the 40, 30, 20, got one man to beat. He's going to make it. Yes, he made it all the way, ladies and gentlemen. 70-yard kickoff return by Caden Wilson puts your Blue Devils on the board. Touchdown, first down, touchdown. And Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down for your Blue Devils, scoring on Kamiakin for the first time in 2 years. Wilson was dead in the water at the 45-yard line, and his tackler gave up on him. He assumed he was down, and Wilson then spun around, changed his field, raced it down the left sideline, all the way taking it to the house. Outstanding heads-up play by Wilson. And it will be Richard Kuhlberg, a 6-foot junior, on for the point after touchdown attempt. We'll have Micah Eggert with the hold. God, you got to love special teams touchdowns. They're some of the funnest things to see, particularly in high school football. So there's the whistle. And the snap. Ball is down. Kluberg's up. Wow, Kluberg has got a leg. He can hit from a long ways off. The point after touchdown is good. With 9:27 to go on the half, your score, Kamiakin 13, Y 7. We'll be back with more from Lampson Stadium. You're listening to Blue Devil Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Hey all, looking for the ultimate adventure? Cast your line in the breathtaking state of Alaska. Prime fishing season runs through September. To chase the halibut in the deep blue or battle wild salmon in the pristine Alaskan rivers, the Walla Walla Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines has got you covered with great flight options to Alaska with one quick stop in Seattle. Hook your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Well, you think the Wahai sideline didn't get excited when Caden Wilson made that burst down the left field, or down the left side of the field, rather, in that kickoff return. The Wahai bench was going completely crazy. wonderful thing to see. Trey McCauley to kick off for the Blue Devils. And what do we have here? We've got Mason Severson, and I'm not quite sure who deep to receive. Severson's going to gather it in at the 20. He's to the 25-30. Now cuts inside, now trying to reverse his field. He's coming down the left side with pursuit. He's past midfield, but he's going to end up getting shoved out of bounds. Finally hauled down by Trey McCauley, but not before Severson managed to get all the way down, I believe, to the 32-yard line of Wahai. So a couple of big kickoff returns. Now they're going to make that 35 of Wahai. Trey McCauley was not going to let him escape like Kamiakin allowed Wilson to escape happily. But nevertheless, Kamiakin's going to have a short field. First and 10 Braves from the Wahai 35-yard line. Three receivers split wide to the right side of the field. And McEwen will once again have Hopwood in the backfield behind him. McEwen slaps the ball, hands off to Hopwood, straight up the gut, and there was nobody home. He gets into the second level, gets upended at the 27-yard line, but there's a flag in the backfield. And that is classic holding territory right there. So Hopwood's run is going to be no good. Yep, that's holding. So Hopwood got down to the 27. Forget it. They're going to be pushed back beyond the 40-yard line when this is done. Yep, they're going to put the ball back at the 45-yard line, which will make it first and 20 for Kamiakin. So that's about as best as you can hope for given a short field. So McEwen will have Hopwood to his right in the backfield. Shotgun until otherwise noted. Two wide receivers split wide to either side of the field. McEwen claps the ball. Steps back. He wants to throw. Looking straight up. Throws left. Has a man. That's Severson, who immediately gets submarined by Greg Powell. So pass complete to Severson, but Severson unable to go any farther. But nevertheless, that got the ball down to the 33-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain. And that'll make it second and 8. Little relatively quiet first quarter, except for one interception and short touchdown. We've had a bit more fireworks here in the second quarter with Kamiakin leading Wahai 13-7. McEwen will have Hopwood behind him, three wide receivers split to the right, and the handoff is going to be to Hopwood. He goes up A-gap, manages to get inside the 30, still on his feet. And Hopwood is a little bit of a bowling ball. Can be hard to bring down. He manages to struggle his way all the way down to the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 6, and that'll make it 3rd and 2. I beg your pardon. Yeah, so 1st and 20 becomes 3rd and 2. And the way Hopwood has been running, at least in this possession, look for them to hand off. Same configuration, Hopwood behind McEwen. Three receivers to the right, and they manage to draw Wahai offsides. They've run that play 3 times now, and Wahai has fallen prey to it twice. Yep, offside against Wahai. That'll make for a cheap first down. So move the ball down to the 22, and it'll now be an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Kamiakin. 7:45 to go in the quarter. 1st and 10, Braves from the Blue Devil 22-yard line. McEwen will have Hopwood on his right. Two wide receivers split wide to the right side of the field. The wide side. McEwen steps in, claps his hands, takes a low snap, looks left, throws left, has his man. It's going to be Severson. The pass is slightly overthrown. And we had Micah Eggert with some pretty good coverage on that play. So they tried to go for it to Severson for the 3rd time, and this time McEwen was not able to complete it, giving the Blue Devils a respite. 2nd and 10 from the Wahai 22-yard line. Lights well into play now at Lamson Field, and there's just that little bit of haze. Been fighting the smoke up here in the mid-Columbia as Hopwood will line up to the left of McEwen. Three wide receivers split to the right. McEwen steps up, sends Hopwood in motion to the right. McEwen takes the ball in, and he throws up towards the middle and instead changes his mind. He's going to hit a man over the middle, and that's good to Easton Stevens. That was a design play, and Stevens gets inside the 10-yard line. I want to say he got down to the 7-yard line. That's a gain of 15. That'll be good for another Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Kamiakin, and it'll be first and goal Braves from the Wahi 7-yard line. Getting just under 7 minutes to go here in the half. Kamiakin leading 13-7. Wahi been making a game of it, but Kamiakin marching on a short field as McEwen will have Hopwood behind him with single receivers wide to either side. Claps and sends to Hopwood, who's going to go down A-gap on the right, and he gets inside the 5, down to the 2. So Hopwood, with a gain of 5, will make it second and goal. And Hopwood, a 5'10", 220-pound bowling ball of a junior, is a little bit difficult to bring down, particularly when he gets going downhill. And Hopwood gets going downhill fairly easily. So second and goal from the 2 with Hopwood lining up behind McEwen. 2 receivers to the left. If you want to bet, you want to bet it's a handoff to Hopwood. McEwen claps. It is a handoff to Hopwood. Straight up the gut and barrels in for the 2-yard touchdown. Hopwood with a 2-yard run. Punches home the 3rd score for Kamiakin this evening. Making it currently 19-7 Braves. And are they going to go for 2? Looks like they might. They are keeping McEwen out there. So, yeah, Kamiakin looks to go for 2 here to try and get this back to being a full 3-score game for the Braves. Indeed, McEwen will be out in shotgun with Hopwood behind him, and you'll have 2 receivers split to the left. None on the right side of the field, ball of the middle hash mark. As McEwen looks left, throws left, and it's going to be broken up. Wanted Gavin Cronrath, and I believe it was Micah Eggert who broke that up. So, once again, Wahi at least holds tight with regards to the point after touchdown, but with 6 minutes to go here in the first half, Wahi now trails Kamiakin up here at Lampson Stadium, 19-7. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Wahi Blue Devil Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Aiden East's kickoff is going to be fielded again at the 5 by Caden Wilson, and he's going to burn to the right, and this time Kamiakin's not going to let him turn the corner. Gathers it in at the 8, and they swarm him all the way down at the 15, so Wahi has got a long field cover here. And this will be the first time, if I have this, if I'm thinking right, is this the first time Wahi's offense has been on the field in the second quarter? I honestly cannot recall. Yeah. Nope, I do have that right. Yep. That is correct. It had been a McEwen to Swenson TD, and then they kicked off. We immediately returned it, and then Kamiakin kept the ball for the rest of the quarter up to this point. So, we have Heinrich again at quarterback, and I believe Roberson in the backfield with him. And we've got a whistle before the snap. What do we have here? The white hat is...
Check off.
Ref was confused. He originally signaled delay of game, but it was actually encroachment on Kamiakin. So the ball's going to come up 5 yards, and it'll be first and five from the 20. So we'll try this again. Heinrich with Roberson behind him. Heinrich now claps for it, looks left, throws left, has a man, and the pass is complete. It's going to be up past the 25, up to the 26. That will be good for Hank Warden. Edward James first down, and that pass was complete to Caden Wilson. So Wahai gets a fresh set of downs now from their own 26-yard line. 5:43 to go here in the first half. So Heinrich will have two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. He'll have Roberson behind him. And all quarterbacks in shotgun, he'll send Bingham in motion. Now to the short side of the field. And Heinrich is going to hand off to Roberson, who comes up A-gap and was met fairly early on. He did get some positive yardage at it. In fact, they're going to say he got all the way to the 30. So Roberson with a 4-yard gain up to the Kamiakin 30-yard line, make it 2nd and 6. Getting under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Wahai blown out 41-0 last year back at Burleski Stadium. This is a much closer game as Heinrich with Roberson behind him. He'll have three wide receivers split to the wide side of the field, and he has number 5 in the backfield. And he ends up getting, well, he does get some positive yardage out of it. He gathers in about the 29-yard line, gets it up to, you're going to call that the 33? Call that the 33-yard line. That was Evan King. Nope, I take that back. That wasn't King. That was Derek Bingham with the catch. And that'll make it 3rd and 3 from Wahai's 33-yard line. So threes are wild here with 4:13 to go in the second quarter. 3rd and 3 from the 33. Heinrich with Roberson behind him. We'll have two wide receivers split to either side. Heinrich looking right, looking left, calling. Now claps for the snap. Steps back, has time. He wants to go for it all. He's got Bingham down the right sideline, but the pass was just a hair out of bounds. That will make it 4th and 3. Be curious to see if Isaiah Smith now comes out into punt formation for the Blue Devils. And sure enough, Smith is going to come out. Heinrich is going to go to the bench. So expect the Blue Devils probably to punt here with 3:52 to go here in the second quarter. That same spread formation which we have when we've punted. Smith originally steps up in a normal shotgun formation, and then he'll step back about 3.5 yards and take the ball for a pooch kick, which is an end-over-ender that's going to bounce at the 40-yard line and take a healthy Wahai bounce inside the 35, roll down inside the 32-yard line. It's a pretty good punt by Jaisaiah Smith, and it'll be first down Kamiakin from their 32-yard line. When we return after this break, you're listening to Wahai Football right here on KG. No, wait. Yes. No. Do not. My apologies. I'd say listen, but no, we're not taking a timeout. We're just going to get right to it. Only been calling high school sports off and on for the last 12 years. You'd think I'd know what the process is when the ball turns over. Kamiakin football just inside their 32-yard line. And is that McEwen, a quarterback? No, we've got a different quarterback in there right now for Kamiakin. We'll try and get the number for you here in a bit. And ends up handing off to number 4, whoever it is, and ends up going on the right side. That is Gavin Cronroth at quarterback. And was it Stephen Wadan with the carry? Or was it Michael Corey? At any rate, the carry gets all the way up to the 39-yard line for a gain of 7, making it 2nd and 2. So Cronroth, a 5'10 junior, will step in at quarterback. And yeah, he's got Stephen Wadan back there with him. And Wadan will line up immediately to Cronrath's left. You have three wide receivers in a tight formation to the left. Cronroth will take the snap, and he'll end up rolling to the left. He then gets to the 40-yard line, 45, knocks down a linebacker, gets deep into Wahai territory, and then scampers out of bounds all the way down at the 38-yard line. But there's a flag on the play way back at the 39-yard line of Kamiakin. And, sorry, I've got a side judge making signals. We have holding Kamiakin. So Cronrath's run is going to be all for naught. And what would have been a first down deep in Wahai territory, instead going to push the ball way back into Kamiakin territory. 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. Kamiakin up 19-7. Holding on Carson Hand, a sophomore offensive lineman. So 10 yards from the spot of the foul will put the ball way back at the 30-yard line. And that'll now, instead of a first down deep in Wahai territory, Kamiakin's facing second and 12 from their own 30. They got to get to their 42-yard line. So Cronrath, with Wadan next to him, takes the snap, steps back, looks up, throws. It's going to be intercepted. Braden McCauley climbed the ladder and just pilfered it right there at the 35-yard line. Kamiakin was quick to haul him down, but now Wahai gets the turnover. With McCauley climbing the ladder to get the interception. And it's going to be Wahai football. Now down at the, what are they saying, the 38-yard line of Kamiakin? Very nice. Very nice. 2:45 here to go here in the second quarter. And why, trailing 19-7, in a position to make this game a little bit interesting. As Heinrich will come out again with Roberson behind him, and we'll have two wide receivers split to the right, and then we're going to have a, nope, we're ready to go. I don't know why we're calling for the long whistle. But Heinrich now claps for the ball, gets it, and he'll hand off to Roberson. Around left end, jukes, and was unable to shed his tackler. He did manage to get up to the 37, but just a gain of one will make it second and 9. Roberson hoping to shed his tackler, and if he had been able to do that, he had a lot of, what do they call this? Pro turf in front of him, but he could not shed that tackler, making it second and 9. So Heinrich, with three receivers to the right, will roll to the right, and he's looking right, and he's looking, and he's looking. Now he's throwing, and he's got his man. Oh my goodness, the ball ended up getting tapped. Are they saying? Yeah, they are. They're saying the ball was tapped up and intercepted on the ground by Ty Ferris. Good Lord. So McCauley's interception unfortunately goes for naught as we end up getting a deflected interception. That's one of the most unpleasant plays you can possibly hope to see. Ferris now with the interception, and Kamiakin gets the ball right back, but all the way down at their 21-yard line with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. So Wahai just needs to keep Kamiakin out of the end zone. As McEwen is back in there at quarterback with Hopwood next to him on the right. As McEwen takes a low snap, looks right, throws right, and he manages to get it to Corey. There was a Wahai linebacker waiting to gather it in, but Corey stepped in front of him and gathered in the reception. And he'll gain 11 on that play, get it to the 32-yard line, making it an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Kamiakin. And they're in a hurry. With 1:46 to go, McEwen will quickly step up with Hopwood next to him. Three receivers split wide to the left side. McEwen says go. He goes quickly under pre-throws, under pre-throws. That ball is intercepted. And the runner's going to get all the way to the end zone. He's going to take it to the house. That was a tipped interception. Kalaba Roberson. Touchdown. Why? Another Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. Interception followed by interception, followed by tipped interception, followed by another tipped interception, and Wahai cashes in with 1:28 to go here in the second quarter. They're making a game of it. It is 19-13 with Kuhlberg on for the point after touchdown. That was a tipped interception. I don't know who got a hold of it first, but Roberson picked up the loose ball and rumbled all the way down the right line for the interception TD. Kuhlberg on for the point after, and Kuhlberg just absolutely blasted his one earlier, and he just kind of casually goes up and nails the thing well through the uprights. The point after touchdown is good with 1:28 to go in the second quarter. Your Blue Devils are making a game of it. It is Kamiakin 19, Walla Walla 14. We'll be back with more from Lampson Stadium. You're listening to Wahi Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Trey McCauley to kick off, and he's going to drive Roberson, the receiver, all the way back to the three-yard line, and then Roberson's going to bring it up, and he gets deep into the set. He's down the right sideline, and he is gone. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Roberson has his third touchdown of the game on a 97-yard kickoff return for Kamiakin. Do we have a – oh, we have a flag. We have a flag on the play all the way back at midfield. This might be coming back. And the white hat is gesturing. Yes, holding Kamiakin. Roberson had a just electric firecracker of a play called back because Kamiakin holds on special teams, and Wahi catches a huge break with 1:17 to go here in the second quarter. Kamiakin looking to answer the interception touchdown by Roberson with their own special teams return, but instead holding is going to bring that all the way back. Spot of the foul is a 25. This may explain why Roberson got as far as he did. Yes, indeed. Well, the holding taking place early in the return, which helps explain why Roberson was able to break so free. So, instead of a touchdown, Kamiakin faces a first and 10 from their 15-yard line with 1:17 to go here in the first half. And, man, did Wahi catch a break there because Roberson was off to the races. There was no one within 10 yards of him by the time he got to Kamiakin's 40-yard line. So, McEwen will try and hurry up again, although he's got, I believe, Diego Vargas in the backfield with him, and the handoff is to Vargas. Yeah, so they're willing to hand off. I think they're willing to wave the white flag as far as, well, they are leading by five. To wave the white flag as far as hurry-up offense. Vargas's run is good for 2 yards up to the 17-yard line, but we're going to be under 60 seconds to go here in the first half. This is a whole lot different than a 41-0 grubbing back at Borleski Stadium last September. Second and 8 for the Braves. Vargas in the backfield with McEwen in shotgun. And McEwen claps his hands a third. Nope, he doesn't. Now we're going to have a whistle. Are we going to have delay of game? Dead ball. Nope, they managed to get encroachment on Wahi, so the ball will go up to the 22. But that'll still make it second and 3. The clock does stop. Wahi has been prone to that. That's the third time they've been caught with McEwen's staggered snap count. Corey runs the play in out to the Braves. Braves with that orange and yellow and white scheme. Very noticeable. I would say eye-catching, but let's just say, as you well know from having seen Kamayakin play, it's an interesting combination. As McEwen hands off again to Vargas, up A-gap, and he's going to get up past the 30-yard line. But that gets us under 10 seconds to go. Do we have a timeout? Ball gets to the 30, gain of 8. That'll be good for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Kamayakin. And now they're saying wind the clock, and that will be the end of the first half with Kamayakin leading Wahai at halftime, 19-14, but your Blue Devils most definitely making a game of it against the Braves here at Lampson Stadium in Kennewick. We'll take a break, and then at halftime we'll break down that first half as well as have a scoring summary, take a look at what Wahai did have not go right for them in the first half and what they need to do to succeed in the second to see if they can steal one from the Braves here in Lampson. Wouldn't that be a treat? We'll be back more. It is halftime right now at Lampson. Once again, Kamayakin 19, Wahai 14. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connors Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connors Flooring and Design.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Time here from Lampson Stadium in Kennewick. Brett Bauer is giving you the play-by-play. And yeah, if you've never heard of me, well, I've made my background calling football for Tri-Cities Prep for a few years. So, and I got to tell you, Wahai fans, when I freely admit I am not familiar with the Wahai Blue Devils, so I came in here kind of cold, and then I looked at the score from last year and I thought, ooh, we got beat by Kamayakin at home in Walla Walla 41-0. this is going to be a tough game to call. Well, here at halftime, I do have some not-so-great news, but I also have some surprisingly good news. Not-so-great news is Walla Walla got outgained in that first half by Kamiakin 167-54. We got outgained more than 3 yards to 1. Offensively, we have been having some difficulties. The good news, we're trailing by 5. At halftime, your score, Kamiakin 19, Wahai 14. How did we get here? Well, let me tell you. Here's your scoring summary. First quarter, not a whole lot going on for starters. Both teams were kind of feeling each other out, and they were playing a game of field possession with actually Wahai kind of leading the way there. We were consistently in better field position than Kamiakin for the first couple of first three possessions of the game. But then on our – was that our second possession of the game? Yeah, our second possession of the game, we're down at the 20, and Josiah Smith ended up getting flushed out of the pocket. He ended up rolling to the left, and he was looking for Bingham down the left shoulder, and he had Bingham at the 40-yard line, but who was it who made the interception? I do not recall. It may have been Severson for Kamiakin, and ends up stepping in and intercepting it. No, it wasn't Severson. Whoever it was ended up stepping in front of Bingham, intercepts the ball, and ends up being hauled down by Bingham down at the 20-yard line. After a short rush, Kamiakin had 2nd and 10 from their 18-yard line, and McEwen, Kamiakin's quarterback, is end up looking at Severson on the short side of the field, the left side of the field. He looks pre-snap, after the snap, throws left, and hits Severson down the left sideline, and you've got a touchdown, and Kamiakin is up 7-0. And that was pretty much it for the first quarter. Both teams not getting much going offensively until Kamiakin started driving down the field to end the first quarter. To start the second quarter, they're down on the 32-yard line. After 3 plays, they get down to the 15, and then again, McEwen hits Severson, this time for a 15-yard touchdown. But the kick ends up getting, They attempted the kick, and the snap ended up getting fumbled, and Walla Walla held. So it ends up being 13-0. And on the subsequent kickoff, what had happened was Severson celebrated too much during that touchdown on the first possession of the second quarter, so they ended up getting penalized twice. They had to kick off from the 25-yard line. They end up kicking off, and it was, I want to make sure I get the name right, it was Caden Wilson taking the ball. I want to say he gathered it in at about the 35-yard line. And he ended up rolling to the left, and a Kamiakin tackler had him and then just quit on him, allowing Wilson to spring free. Wilson reversed his field, goes down the left sideline, and takes it to the house for a 65-yard touchdown return, and then suddenly it's a 13-7 game. And you're thinking, man, maybe Kamiakin can get into this. But then Kamiakin proceeds once again to march down the field. Hopwood ends up drilling it in from 10 yards out for Kamiakin with 6:01 to go in the third quarter. But again, now they try to get the point after touchdown done via pass. That ends up failing. So it's 19-7. Then comes one of the most fascinating sequences I have ever seen. Let's see. Walla Walla, they end up going from the 15-yard line to the 33, where they end up having to punt. Then Kamiakin has the ball on the 30, and McEwen tries to get the ball over the middle, and McCauley, which McCauley was it? I believe it was Trey McCauley. No, it was Braden McCauley, I beg your pardon, ends up climbing the ladder, intercepting the ball at the 40, returns it down to the 38-yard line, and Wahai suddenly is in business. After one play from scrimmage, Heinrich, who is now in at quarterback, had a man over the middle. The defensive back tipped the ball and ended up being intercepted on the ground by Ty Ferris for Kamiakin. So Kamiakin gets the ball back, and just as you're thinking Wahai is getting to a point to where they can drive it in and keep the ball close, now Kamiakin is going into a hurry-up offense situation, and it's looking like they're going to extend their lead from 19-7 perhaps to 26-7. 3 plays later, McEwen ends up playing more or less the same play that Heinrich did earlier. McEwen throws the ball over the middle, ends up get this one in. Ball ends up getting tapped high into the air. And number 20, Kalama Roberson, gathers it in, and he rushes it in 30 yards to the house for the touchdown. And suddenly, Wahai is trailing 19-14. So again, we've been outgained 167-54, but we have a special teams touchdown, and we have a defensive field touchdown. That is the entirety of our scoring, but it has us trailing by five against a team, a Kamiakan Brave team, that got deeper into the playoffs last season. So what do the Blue Devils need to do to play themselves into a situation where they can snag what really would be quite the upset here at Lamson Stadium? Well, we're going to take another break, and we'll talk about that when we return here from Lamson. We're at halftime, and the Blue Devils trail Kamiakan 19-14. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Walla Walla High School Blue Devil Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Got plumbing problems? Total Comfort Solutions has you covered. From fast drain clearing, leaking pipes and running toilets, to expert water heater services, including tankless water heaters and heat pump water heaters, we're here to keep things flowing. As your trusted partner in the Walla Walla Valley, we're committed to top-notch service, quality work, and your total satisfaction. Call Total Comfort Solutions today or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com, because your comfort is our priority. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back here live at Lamson Stadium. We're here at halftime, and I'll hand it to Kamiakan. They do a pretty good color guard activity here at halftime. At halftime, Kamiakan leads Wahai 19-14, and as we mentioned in the scoring summary and the breakdown, Wahai benefiting from a special teams touchdown and a defensive touchdown, and it's telling. Coach Dustin James was kind enough to give me some notes, and one of the things he mentioned was two players that might surprise people would include Kalama Roberson, your sophomore running back and linebacker, with the interception and touchdown is part of the reason Wahai is in this game. So what does Wahai need to do to pull off the upset here at Lamson? Well, the defense needs to tighten up just a bit. They've allowed Kamiakan a couple of long drives, but they also have been, there's been an element of bend and not break to Wahai. So if they can simply bend perhaps a bit more and never break and not allow Kamiakan back into the end zone, perhaps a tall order. One of the things that really needs to happen is that the Wahai offense needs to get on track. I believe we have three first downs. And we definitely need to string some together and get an actual offensive scoring drive going at some point. If we can continue to hold Kamiakan as we have for really the majority of the first half, if we can do that for the second half, defense and special teams continues to play as they've been playing, and the offense can get on track, it's a possibility. You can pull off this upset here at Lamson, and the Blue Devils can go skating home with a W under their hats. Still got a little ways to go to get there, and in 90 seconds, we'll be back with a second half kickoff to see if they can pull that off. We're here at halftime at Lamson Stadium here in a hazy evening and rapidly cooling here in Kennewick. And Kamiakin leading Waha 19-14. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Waha Blue Devil football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Hey all, looking for the ultimate adventure? Cast your line in the breathtaking state of Alaska. Prime fishing season runs through September. To chase the halibut in the deep blue or battle wild salmon in the pristine Alaskan rivers, the Walla Walla Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines has got you covered with great flight options to Alaska with one quick stop in Seattle. Hook your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from Lamson Stadium, we're at halftime. The team's getting ready to come back out with Kamiakin leading Wahai up here in Kennewick 19-14. Let's take a look at other action in the MCC this week. Yesterday, actually, the action started at Edgar Brown Stadium with Sageview, brand new Pasco High School, taking to the field against Chiawana, and Chiawana had no mercy with the new Pasco High School. Chiawana 63, Sageview nothing. Welcome to the MCC, Sageview. Elsewhere, Southridge beat up on Pasco right here in Lampson Stadium, 61-23. In other MCC action this evening, Kennewick is going to be at Frenrich Stadium, and that game is ongoing right now versus Hanford. And Richland is down in Oregon, taking on Hermiston. Hermiston will be our opponent next week when we have our first home game at Walla Walla High School. No longer playing at Borleski. Going to be playing at Wahai next Friday, 7 p.m. And, of course, Wahai right now is here at Kamiakin, so I do not have those scores. Also going on in sports, if you have time to tune in, you can tune in to 100.7 FM, our sister station, KHSS, and they have the Mariners. And I do not know who the Mariners are playing. I ought to know. I am a long-suffering fan, like I am sure many of you listeners are out there with me on that. It's particularly been suffering with the way things have been going with the starting pitching, most notably. So here's hoping that the Mariners can get off the schneid sufficiently starting this evening. And Wahai making a very competitive game. Let's hope they can get off the schneid against Kamayak in here, trailing by 5. Wahai will kick off to start the second half. So we'll have Trey McCauley to kick off, and Mason Severson, and I want to say that's Michael Corey, are deep to receive for Kamayak, and they're lining up right about the 15-yard line. So McCauley waiting for an 11th player to get out there, and I could give that player's number, but I think we'll have mercy on him and not call him out for being a little bit late. So now we're ready to go. And McCauley will approach and kick it, and it's a skater along the ground that's going to end up being gathered by the short man at the 27-yard line, and he's going to be brought down getting past the 30 to 35-yard line all the way up to the 39, where Kamayakin will start out to start the second half. First half, well, Kamayakin has led from start to finish, but why? With special teams and interceptions, been making a game of it. 19-14 Kamayakin. McEwen, the freshman quarterback, will come back out for the Braves. And he will have, once again, Corbin Hopwood in the backfield with him. And he'll have 3 wide receivers split wide to the right side of the field. And McEwen is going to hand off to Hopwood, who gets met in the backfield, down with authority. Hauled down right now by Logan Hood. Logan Hood with a big play earlier on a 4th down, slapped the ball down at the line of scrimmage and forced Kamayakin to turn the ball over on downs. And Hood with another big play there. Drops Hopwood for a 3-yard loss. 2nd and 13 from the Kamayakin 36-yard line. So McEwen, again with Hopwood next to him, claps the ball, looks left, throws left, and throws to the invisible man. I beg your pardon. It was complete. He completed to, that's Easton Stevens, and Stevens gets up to the 45-yard line, so that's a 9-yard gain, making it 3rd and 4. I don't know why I thought that ball was out of bounds. I apologize. 3rd and 4 for the Braves. McEwen certainly does not handle himself like a freshman out there. So he is going to be a handful as he continues to age in MCC play. He has Vargas in the backfield with him now on his right. 2 receivers split wide to either side. McEwen takes the low snap, looks left, throws over the middle, and right in and out of the hands of his receiver. And that was a first down. Emphasis on the was. In and out of the hands of Easton Stevens. He wanted the same man. And Stevens got no excuse. McEwen very nearly hit him in the numbers. And he just let it slip away. 4th and 4. Last time Kamayakin faced this, they went for it. And Austin Hood knocked the ball down. Looking to go for it. 2 receivers split wide to either side. McEwen will have Vargas behind him in the backfield. Now he's going to put Vargas in motion, and McEwen's going to step back. So this is looking like a punt. Low snap. Managed to get it off. It's going to be a short kick that takes a serious Kamayakin bounce. It started at the 29-yard line and then ended up rolling inside the 20 down to the 17-yard line of Walla Walla. So just 6 yards for Kamayakin on that possession. And why? Will take the ball over deep in their own territory. The challenge is offensively, we really haven't been able to string together a significant series. We really could use one here. 1st and 10, Blue Devils. 10:57 to go in the third. Blue Devils trail by 5, 19-14 here at a smoky, but nice and cool, Lampson Stadium up here in Kennewick. And this is going to be Jaisaiah Smith starting at quarterback again. He'll have Roberson behind him. And the handoff is to Roberson, who puts down a spin move and gets up to the 20-yard line. just beyond the 20, but there's a flag back at the 15, which is a classic holding location, but we'll see what the call is. The white hat. Yep. So, unfortunately, that hold is on Dunnigan Dye, the senior offensive lineman. And so that will eliminate the Roberson run. And I believe the ball is going to go back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Should place the ball on the 10-yard line, which will make it first and 17. Nope, they're going even farther back than that. They are going to go back to the 7. Right? All right, so they're going to go to the 7-yard line. And they got to get to the 22. Nope, 27. I beg your pardon. So Smith with Roberson behind him and trip receivers to the left. He will get his receiver in the flat who manages to gather it in, but he juggled the ball and then had trouble getting his thrusters going. So what could have been perhaps a 10-yard gain gets dropped to 5, gets up to the 12, and that'll still make it 2nd and 15. Got to get to the 27-yard line. 10:24 to go in the third quarter. Blue Devils trail 19-14 here at Kamiakin. PA guys calling it 2nd and 16. That's understandable because they turn around and place the ball on the 11. So Smith with Roberson behind him and twin receivers split wide to either side. Now we're going to put Bingham in motion. And Smith claps for it. And the ball got tipped on the line of scrimmage and very nearly ended up getting intercepted by Brooks Knight. He was unable to hang on to it, praise God, and pass the catch-up. And instead of a disastrous deep Kamiakin possession, we're simply facing a 3rd and long. 3rd and 16 from the Walla Walla 11. So Smith again with Roberson behind him, and again, twin receivers split wide to either side. Smith will put 22 in motion. Now he claps for it. Now he's looking right. Now he's throwing right, and he's going for it. He's got a man, but it's going to end up being intercepted. It ends up being intercepted for the 2nd time tonight by Ty Ferris. And it was really kind of a gimme throw. Ferris just simply had to camp underneath it, and Kamiakin gets their 2nd interception of the night. Or is that the 3rd? Yep. 1st down, Kamiakin from the Wahai 37-yard line. All right. Here we go. McEwen will have Hopwood next to him and have two receivers wide to the right, two receivers to the left on the short side. Now he's going to send Roberson in motion to the right side of the field. The pass goes underneath McEwen's legs, and he ends up having to fall on it all the way back at the 47-yard line. So on the fumbled snap, Kamiakin ends up losing 10 yards, and that will make it 2nd and 20. Yeah, that wasn't a snap so much as it was a hockey pass right on the ice, and the slippery analogy is intended because it skipped right through McEwen's wickets, and he had to scramble back to fall on it. So 2nd and 20 now with Hopwood lining up to the right of McEwen. Trip receivers to the right, one to the left on the short side of the field. McEwen claps to the ball, steps back. He's looking left. He's throwing over the middle, and he has a man. It's going to be Roberson, and he managed to spin away from his first defender and then drive upfield inside the 35-yard line down to the 33. Yeah, 14-yard gain. We'll make it 3rd and 6. Yep. Glad to see the PA guy and I agree on this. 3rd and 6 for Kamiakin. And again, Wahai needs to bend but not break. See if they can't get a short yardage situation here. As McEwen empties the backfield, we got a spread formation. Trip receivers to the right, two to the left. And now he's going to put Hopwood in motion to come up next to him and the handoff. Nope, instead it's going to be McEwen with a quarterback keeper. And the wide defensive line said, no, we're not buying that one. A little bit of misdirection, and Kamiakin actually lost a yard on that play. They're throwing deep. No, they're going to Hopwood. No, McEwen's keeping it. McEwen's going down. Fourth and 7 from the 34-yard line of Wahai. 7:48 to go in the third. Blue Devils trail 19-14. They would need a stop here, would be huge. As McEwen again empties the backfield, you've got a spread formation. Two receivers to the left, three to the right. Hopwood in a slot, and McEwen's going to keep the ball, and he'll throw to the left, and it's going to be broken up. Yep, pass is going to be broken up. He threw into dual coverage, and I want to say that it was Charles Wutzke with the breakup, and bend but don't break. Why? Forces Kamiakin to turn the ball over on downs again. Kamiakin actually, with that 10-yard loss, they end up getting a net gain of minus 3 yards on that possession. So at this point, Wahai, for what it's worth, has outgained Kamiakin here in the third quarter. 4 yards to 3. We're not exactly having offensive fireworks here with 7:24 to go. As this is going to be Smith out there again. I cannot tell. I believe it is Smith with Roberson behind him. And Smith is going to throw to the left, and he has his receiver who does a little stutter step, but unfortunately is able to get from the 34 just to the 36. So for the most part, Kamiakin read that play well. Gain of 2, making it 2nd and 8. And now we got a Wahai player down. He's cramping up. So he laid down after the play. And we've got, who do we have here? We've got Dunnigan Dye providing first aid, helping him stretch out. Now they're going to have a timeout on the field, and coach will come out and check on him, and medical team actually coming out to look at him as well. So we're going to take a break with 7:02 to go in the third quarter. Wait, maybe not. Our man is up, and our man is Trey McCauley. And Trey McCauley is walking off not only under his own steam, but he's got no hitch in his giddy-up. So I think I diagnosed that correctly. It looked like a cramp. It probably was a cramp. And McCauley's walking it off. So that is good news. So he had kind of a informal timeout, with both teams kind of huddling near the sideline, but the refs are nearby, so it's not a formal timeout. Though I don't understand why they're not having the players come back out. Maybe they did. Maybe they did call a timeout. And if they did, we're simply going to keep it right here. 7:02 to go here in the third quarter. And Wahai trailing Kamiakin 19-14. Again, if you just tuned in, you got outgained, what was it I reported? 167-54 in the first half. But we got a special teams touchdown, a kickoff return for touchdown, and Kalama Roberson, interception return for a touchdown. That was the end of a series of 3 straight interceptions in the second quarter, which made this game quite interesting. It is going to be Heinrich at quarterback with Roberson behind him, and he'll have 2 receivers to the right, none on the left on the short side of the field. Heinrich takes the snap, hands off to Roberson, and gets met pretty much right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, they're even going to say he got dropped for a loss. And then we got a late flag coming in. This is going to be interesting. That late flag is very interesting. Makes you wonder if it's that starts to wander into personal foul territory. And some of the Kamiakin players lingering by the zebras as they're conferring, and one of the Kamiakin captains says, get out of the way, let them talk. Don't get involved with them. So we're waiting for White Hat to give us the ruling. Yep. Personal foul against Kamiakin. That foul is going to be on Michael Stone, a 6-foot sophomore. And that will give you an Edward Jones-Hank Warden first down. because someone, Stone was getting a little extracurricular with Roberson after the tackle, and that will bring the ball all the way up to midfield. First down, Walla Walla from the 50-yard line. And so Heinrich from the shotgun with Roberson still behind him. He'll have two receivers to the right and one to the left on the near side of the field. Heinrich counting to Roberson. Roberson past midfield down to the 46 before he ends up getting brought down. Good tough yards by Kalama Roberson. 4 yard gain. Can't sneeze at that. Second and six. You keep getting 4 yard gains and you've got yourself a little offensive series going. However, Roberson's going to come off the field. He's got a little bit of a hitch to his giddy-up. And he's going to be replaced by Braddox McReynolds. Is that right? 5'9 sophomore? He's listed as a wide receiver. Let's see if he actually lines up in the backfield. It may be that Witzke's going to line up in the backfield. Nope, McReynolds is going to line up back there with Heinrich. Trip receivers to the right on the wide side of the field, and that's where Heinrich wants to go, and he throws right. And his pass is complete. He gets the pass down to Bingham. Bingham gets down inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. Check that 37-yard line. That is a 9-yard gain. And that is good for another Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. And we've got a Kamiak and Brave now down on the field. That is Ty Ferris. Ty Ferris, the senior defensive back, two interceptions tonight. He's had quite the night, but he is down there on the 40-yard line, and he's got his helmet off. He is not feeling super happy. So with medical staff actually from both teams tending to Ferris, Ferris is wide awake, but he's clearly uncomfortable. We're going to take a break with 5:48 to go here in the third. Wahai trailing 19-14, but the Blue Devils are driving. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Happily, Ty Ferris got up and got off the field on his own steam. He was tended to by Kamiak and medical staff, and they were working on his neck, but it was the sort of thing where it was like you were either dealing with a stinger or perhaps simply a muscle cramp. But Ferris got to his own sideline with no problem, so we're ready to go again with Heinrich and Braddock's behind him. Heinrich will put number 22 in motion. Heinrich now claps the ball, looks right, throws right, has a man, and is going to be met right away. Pass is complete, but it's going to be pushed back behind the line of scrimmage. I think it's going to go back to the 38-yard line. So pass complete, but a loss of one on the play. That'll make it second and 11. McReynolds, listed as a wide receiver, is lining up at running back with Kalama Roberson on the bench. He had a little bit of a limp earlier in this series. So McReynolds behind Heinrich with trip receivers to the left. Heinrich clapping. Now takes the snap, now running, and he's going to get hauled down. He gets sacked in the backfield by Brooks Knight. Brooks Knight at 280 pounds was moving, and he hauled down Heinrich. for a loss back at the 47-yard line. And we've got another Wahai player down, and he is cramping up. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Mid-Columbia heat manifesting itself right there. Longtime Tri-Cities prep coach Dan Witsit would say, you ain't drinking enough pickle juice. That was Bridger Swopes down, but he's now bouncing up, although his right leg, he needs to go to the sideline. His right leg is not quite treating him like he needs it to. So, but in this second half, in this third quarter, we've had some muscles seize up as with that sack. Unfortunately, Wahai, which was having a promising drive, and we said we needed to have one, they're facing a third and 19 from the Kamiokan 46-yard line. And our offense is such that getting 19 yards in one fell swoop is not terrifically likely, as Heinrich will have trip receivers on the left with McReynolds behind him. Heinrich steps back, now steps up, and then steps in the pocket, ends up collapsing on him. They failed the tackle. He breaks free. He's to the 40, the 35, down to the 30. He almost got the first down. He was very nearly hauled down, and once again, Kamiokan gave up on the tackle. That led to the special teams touchdown in the second quarter, and it led to a huge gain where we go from a third and 19 to we're on the 20, checked at the 31-yard line. We got to get to the 27, a fourth and four. A fourth and four deep in Kamiokan territory. I'm telling you, Heinrich was dead in the water. He'd stepped into the pocket, and the pocket collapsed, and the Kamiokan lineman, I did not get his number, had him down. And I believe Heinrich was actually down in the grip of the defensive lineman, but Heinrich never touched the ground. He was on the lap of the Kamiokan lineman, and the Kamiokan lineman gave up, and Heinrich bounced up and scrambled down to the 31. And they had him down almost at midfield. That was a heads-up play by Heinrich. So he'll have McReynolds again in the backfield behind him on a critical fourth and four, and we're going to have a timeout. We are. I believe we're going to have a timeout Kamiokan. It is timeout Kamiokan with 4:23 to go in the third quarter. Wahai trailing Kamiokan here at Lampson, 19-14. But Wahai with a critical fourth down when we return. You're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
You better believe that Kamiokan coach Scott Biglin is going to be hammering finishing tackles on the Kamiokan Braves in practice this week. They gave up a touchdown because of an incomplete tackle, and they almost allowed Heinrich to get a 19-yard first down scramble on a similar play, as Heinrich with fourth down is looking to snap. Now he's turning and looking at the ref. Now, what are we doing? Oh, they said we weren't ready to go? Now we're ready to go, saying wind the clock. Okay, so Heinrich again with McReynolds behind him. Puts a man in motion from left tight end to right tight end. Now again, steps up, claps, looking to draw Kamiokan offsides. They're not having it, and finally we're going to have a whistle. I think we're going to have a timeout. Wahai was trying to pull Kamiokan's trick of hauling people offsides, and Kamiokan wasn't having any of it, so Wahai will take a timeout with 4:08 to go. And Kamiokan leading 19-14. Back in 30 seconds, you are listening to Wahai Football on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, The Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back here live at Lamson Stadium, Wahai facing a 4th-and-4 from Kamiakin's 31-yard line. A reminder, this broadcast brought to you in part by George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Thanks to the Hesslers for their support of Wahai football. So once again, Heinrich with trip receivers to the left, and McReynolds in the backfield behind him. Try and make this fourth down work. He'll actually take the snap. He looks left, throws left. Oh, and the pass is incomplete. He had Micah Eggert, but wasn't quite able to hit him, and the Blue Devils will turn the ball over on downs. Most unfortunate. Interestingly, at this part in the third quarter, Wahai has outgained Kamiakin 25 yards to 3. Do I have that right? Yes, I do. So McEwen will have Hopwood in the backfield behind him in two receivers split to the wide side of the field. The short side just has the tight end. McEwen hands off to Hopwood. He goes up left B-gap, and he is going to be met by Charles Witzke, but Hopwood goes from the 31 to the 38-yard line, so call that and 2nd and 3. Getting under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and Waha hanging around, but can't get that long offensive series with a punch in at the end. That's really what we need. As McEwen again will have Hopwood behind him. Two receivers split to the right. McEwen in the shotgun, claps the ball, hands off to Hopwood. He goes B-gap, and it is wide open. He gets into the second level. He's past the 40, past the 45, past midfield, before he finally gets hauled down from the back by Logan Hood. Not before he gets into Wahai territory down at the 48-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain, and that is good for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Kamiakin. Hopwood hit B-gap, and B-gap was wide open. Easily able to get into the second level. So single receiver split wide to either side. Hopwood lining up behind McEwen. And very much a running formation, and sure enough, they're going to give off to Hopwood, who goes to the left and ends up getting tripped up by Greg Powell, but then we've got a flag on the play back at the 49-yard line. That has, for all the world, looks like holding, but we'll see what the white hat has to say. Holding against Kamiakin. So Hopwood only got maybe 2 yards on that play to begin with, and that is going to be coming back. Kamiakin has had more than their share, but they have had a number of holding penalties called against them. So that's something else I expect Scott Bigland's going to have something to say about during this week of practice. The ball's going to go all the way back to the 42-yard line of Kamiakin. And that'll put down 1st and 20. So McEwen, is that Hopwood behind him? I don't believe so. I believe we've got a different running back behind McEwen here. And we've got two wide receivers split to the short side of the field. The wide side is open, and the handoff is, in fact, to that alternate running back. And that running back is Stephen Wadan, the 5'10 senior. And Wadan gets to the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 3, but that leaves us 2nd and 17, which will bring Hopwood back onto the field. And Wadan will go back to the bench. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the third, a scoreless third quarter. And the Wahai defense, well, they've been doing what they've been needing to do thus far. Bend, not break. It's a question of, can the offense step up? McEwen with Hopwood on his right. You'll have two receivers to the wide side of the field. McEwen claps the ball, ends up going onto the floor to pick it up. He'll end up hitting Severson in the left flat. Severson gets past midfield, and we can't tackle him. We had him wrapped up at the 47, gets down to the 45, escapes another tackler, gets down inside the 45, down to the 43-yard line. And that's a 12-yard gain. But they still face a third down. That is going to be third and five from the 43-yard line of Wahai. Yeah, Roberson has been a handful this evening. As McEwen will have Hopwood on his right and troop receivers to the left. A single receiver on the right on the short side of the field. Roberson will not put Hopwood in motion to the left. McEwen, however, is going to look to the right. Finds Roberson, who ends up losing his footing. And he's going to end up getting dropped by Micah Eggert. So, fourth down. And we get one on the play. Yeah, Roberson got one on the play. So, once again, we've got a fourth down. And Wahai has done fairly well on fourth down this evening. Let's see if they can do it again. Coming under 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And you got a huge play to end the quarter. See if you can complete the third quarter shutout. As we got two receivers the short side of the field. And number 24 right behind McEwen. McEwen, oh, we did. We're going to have a motion penalty against Kamayak, and they snapped the ball and the line didn't go. And I don't know what happened. The line screwed up. Yeah, it's illegal procedure. So you go from a fourth and four on the 42 now to a fourth and nine from the 47. I checked that. That's a 4th and 11 from the 48. Now with 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. And they may simply say, no, I checked that. It's 4th and 9 from the 47. I was right. And they're simply going to let the clock run down. So the third quarter will come to an end. And the Wahai defense did exactly what they needed to do. There was nothing scored in the third quarter. We're going to go to the fourth with Wahai trailing Kamayakin 19-14, and Kamayakin facing a long fourth down. When we return, you're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Live from Lamson Stadium, fourth quarter coming up. Wahai trailing Kamayak in 19-14. This is a whole different game than that 41-0 drubbing we had at home last year. And Wahai looking to hold Kamayakin on a 4th and 11. On, what do we got? It is the 48-yard line to start the 4th quarter. 48-yard line of Wahai. So, no, it's not 4th and 11. Gosh darn it, it's 4th and 9. They keep moving things around. So it looks for all the world like Kamayakin is going for it. Hopwood will be in the backfield next to McEwen with twin receivers split wide to either side for the Braves. There's the whistle. And now we're going to step back into punt formation. McEwen is going to kick it. And, boy, he got off a terrible kick. Absolutely awful. And it's going to end up being fielded by Kamayakin at the 41-yard line. That was a net 7-yard punt. So Wahai is going to have excellent field position to start their first possession of the fourth quarter, and they had their most promising drive in the third quarter. And we said we needed the defense to hold, and we needed the offense to get a genuine offensive string together. Here is their chance. If Wahai can do this, they actually will be in a position to potentially take the lead against Kamiokan here at Lapson to open the MCC season. I'm going to tell you right now, I want to thank Rod Vasari of Two Hearts Communication to give me a chance to call this game. It has been a blast. So Heinrich will come out at quarterback, and it'll still be Braddock McReynolds at running back. It looks like Kalama Roberson may be done for the day. And the handoff is going to be to McReynolds, and he tries to go down the right end, and he manages to get up to the 41-yard line before he gets met right away by a bunch of Kamiokan linemen. And do we have a man down? Yeah, we do. Let's see. Mason Garrett, the senior offensive defensive lineman, has got a hitch in his giddy-up, his left leg, and it looks for all the world like a cramp. So this mid-Columbia heat, tough to play in early September. You get your 90s, you get your 100s, and as Coach Whitson used to say, you gotta drink your pickle juice. Second and 9 from their own 41-yard line. Wahai needs to get some yards here. Heinrich at quarterback, taken again from shotgun. He'll have Braddock McReynolds, McReynolds in the backfield with him. And we'll have two wide receivers split wide to the left. Heinrich will put number 6 in motion, and we're going to have an illegal procedure, I think. The back judge ends up throwing, no, we got delay of game. We got a delay of game penalty. So, unfortunately, a 2nd and 9 is going to become 2nd and 14. As the ball is going to get pushed back to the 36-yard line. And we got to get to midfield. We've got to get one of those offensive series together. And shooting yourself in the foot with delay of game does not help. Again, two receivers split to the left. Actually, twin receivers split on either side. McReynolds in the backfield. Heinrich in shotgun. Claps to the ball. Steps back. Wants to throw, and he's going to have to evade some pressure. Now he's rolling right. Now he's going to throw, and he has his man. Wow! That was an outstanding catch with tremendous coverage. That ball was caught by Trey McCauley up at the 47-yard line. That was an 11-yard gain, and I'll tell you what, Heinrich threaded the needle there. And McCauley and the defensive back were in competition for it. McCauley said, my football. So 3rd and 4. That was clutch. Now, if we can just get a few more yards, get ourselves a first down, get into Kamiokan territory. Under 10 minutes to go in this game. Wahai trails by 5, 19-14. Heinrich will put Bingham in motion to the left. And it's going to be a handoff to McReynolds, who gets past midfield, rumbles to the 49-yard line of Kamiokan. That, ladies and gentlemen, is good for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. They're going to say he got down to the 48. Call that a gain of 5. First down. Nope. Back to the 49. They keep moving the ball around. First down, Blue Devils. A reminder, this broadcast brought to you in part by George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. And thank you to the Hesslers for supporting Wahai football. Heinrich will have two receivers split to the left. And he claps for the ball, and he'll hand off to McReynolds. McReynolds hits a gap, and pretty much, they're not going to say he got stopped at the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him to the 48. So that'll be plus 1. That'll make it 2nd and 9. 9:13 to go in the game. Interestinger and interestinger. And I'm actually an English teacher. I know that's not a proper word, but there you have it. Two receivers split to the left. One to the right on the short side. McReynolds in the back. Heinrich steps back, looking left. Now he's going for it all. And his receiver was down on the 25-yard line. And that receiver was Evan King. But he was having to fight through, who was it, Ty Ferris. And in fairness, if Ty Ferris had seen where that ball was going, he could have had his 3rd interception of the evening. Kind of a dangerous throw by Heinrich. 3rd and 9. From the Kamiokan 48. Why? Been hanging around all night long. I think the Braves thought they had this totally in the bag, and the Blue Devils had been giving the Braves a handful, and now we're going to have a timeout on the field. I think Why needs to get their signals together. Timeout, Walla Walla. So we'll take this break with 8:50 to go in the game, and what, the Blue Devils trailing the Braves 19-14 here in Kennewick. Back with more. You're listening to Wahigh Football right here on KGDC, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
8:50 to go here in this game at Lampson Stadium. A home opener, season opener, I believe, for both teams. And Wahai giving Kamiakin everything they can handle. Wahai has a third and nine from the Kamiakin 48-yard line. 9 yards, long road to hope for us, but it is potentially possible. Two receivers split wide to the left. The short side is empty. And that is Roberson in the backfield once again behind Heinrich. And now we got a flag before the snap. Gosh darn it. And we'll see what the white hat has to say about it. Oh, we've got a false start against Wahai. Darn it. Man. So that'll push the ball back to the 47-yard line of Wahai, and it will make it third and 14. It is good to see Kalama Roberson back in there. Though in the backfield, Roberson got slightly injured in the third quarter, but it looks like he's back from it as Heinrich will be back to pass, and he's quickly under pressure, and he ended up having to do a hurry-up pass to Derek Bingham Jr. and couldn't put quite enough mustard on it, and the pass ball is incomplete. That will make it fourth and 14, and the way the Blue Devil offense has been working, you can expect to see Josiah Smith come out. And what we'll have is Smith is out there. So we'll have a spread formation with Smith coming up under shotgun with an empty backfield. And then he'll step back into punt formation. Ty Ferris is stepping back deep to receive for Kamiakin. Smith gets his punt off to the left, and it takes a healthy Wahai bounce. Bounces at the 24-yard line and then finally goes out of bounds all the way down at the Kamiakin 13-yard line. Credit to Isaiah Smith. His punts have helped keep Walla Walla in this game. This is the third time we've pinned Kamiakin well inside their 15-yard line. Or check that, 20-yard line. Because they said 13. I was incorrect. They're saying that's a 17-yard line. So I believe this is going to be McEwen at quarterback. I can't quite see it. He'll have Vargas in the backfield with him, and he's got single receivers split to either side. And now the ref is calling for a timeout. I don't know if we didn't have enough men on the field. Did we have a timeout on the field? Yeah, timeout, Kamiakin. So with 8:37 to go in the game, Kamiakin has the ball, but deep in their own territory. Well, are we going to take a timeout? No, we're not going to take a timeout. Forget it. I misinterpreted what the ref was saying. Well, are we having a timeout? I'm so sorry. The players are very slow to move from the field. We are having a timeout. So we will take a timeout as well with 8:37 to go in the game. And Wahai trailing Kamiakin in 19-14. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
8:37 to go in the game. And Kamiakin leading 19-14 over your Wahigh Blue Devils. Kamiakin with the ball on their, I have that as the 18-yard line. So McEwen drew Wahigh offside. That's the fourth time they've done that tonight. They have these varying cadences. What they usually do, what McEwen will usually do is he will clap and then take the snap. But there are some occasions where they will clap and wait. And when they clap and wait, Wahigh, 4 out of 5 times, has jumped off sides. So with Hopwood next to him, this time he claps and right away hands off to Hopwood. And Hopwood, 5'10", 220 pounds, lowers his shoulder and just blew a linebacker backwards. Ends up getting up to the 24-yard line. That was enough for a Brave first down, and Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. So first down, Kamiakin from their 24. And still have Hopwood in the backfield with McEwen. And you'll have single receivers split to either side. McEwen, again, a handoff to Hopwood. And then we have a whistle after the snap, which says anything like probably illegal procedure on the part of the offense. No, oh, it was a delay of game call. So we'll go back to the 19, and it'll be first and 15. Back and forth, back and forth. Under 8 minutes to go in the game.
It'll be first and 15 for the Braves.
This time we have dual receivers out to the right, and the near side of the field is empty, and the ball's right about middle hash mark, and a handoff to Hopwood. Hopwood ends up cruising into left gap, and it's going to take about 7 Blue Devils to bring him down, but not before Hopwood gets all the way out to the 29-yard line. 10-yard gain. That will make it 2nd and 5.
Best 7:15
to go in the game, and Wahigh defense again, perhaps bend but not break. You got to get the ball back in some fashion. Trailing 19-14. It has been a scoreless second half thus far, as receivers don't know what they're doing for Kamiak, and now they're going to single split to either side, and McEwen with Hopwood behind him will call for the ball. Hand off to Hopwood, and Hopwood hits A-gap, and it ends up being wide open, gets deep into the second level. He's the 40, 45, all the way down to the 48. Before he finally gets hauled down by Gregory Powell. But not before Hopwood, at all 220 pounds of him, got a significant head of steam, gets all the way to the 47-yard line. That's an 18-yard gain, and that is good for another Edward Jones, Hank Warden, Kamiakin first down. We had him pinned, and now they're starting to move out. We got Wadan now in the backfield behind McEwen. McEwen claps the ball, hands off to Wadan, and he makes the first person miss, runs into his own lineman, still gets into Wahigh territory, down inside the 45, 2nd and 3rd effort, getting all the way down to the 42. That's a 9-yard gain. Nope, they're saying it's a 10-yard. How's that a 10-yard gain? Go down to the, yep, that's right. That is right, down to the 43. So that is good for another Edward Jones, Hank Horton first down for Kamiakin. And suddenly the Braves are the one putting together the offensive string of plays. And time running out, getting under 6 minutes to go, as McEwen with Wadan behind him again. Claps of the ball, hands off to Wadan. Wadan tries to scoot through B-gap and gets upended by Micah Eggert, but not before he got inside the 40, down to the 38. That's a five-yard gain, making it second and five. And suddenly, the Braves taking big chunks of yards on the ground. McEwen with the Dan directly to his left. Single receiver split to either side. McEwen trying to draw people offside. Didn't work that time. So then they look to the sideline. Keep the play alive. Clap, go. Hand off to Wadan around the right end. And he ends up getting clipped. Well, not clipped, but hit low by Trey McCauley. But not before Wadan gets inside the 35, down to the 34. Gain of four. That will make it third and a very short one. And the PE guys are playing crickets. I can't quite imagine why. But again, third and one. And boy, the Blue Devils need to stop here. Because if you end up getting too close, it starts getting to be difficult to come back. And in terms of rushing in this possession, Kamiakin has had their way as Hopwood now will rejoin the backfield. McEwen will keep it himself, and he'll go off left tackle inside the 30. He'll get down to the 27. Yep, down to the 27-yard line. McEwen with a quarterback keeper gains 7 yards. That is good for another Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Kamiakin. Coming up on 4 minutes to go. That's the other thing about this particular drive of Kamiakin. It is chewing up a lot of clock. And Wahai's offense has not really been designed thus far this evening for hurry up. So the Blue Devils need to stop now as McEwen has Hopwood behind him. Claps, gives to Hopwood. Hopwood's going to go around left end, and he manages to miss the first set of tackles, and that's going to take a gang of five to bring him down. Not before he gets inside the 25, all the way down to the 22. Hopwood with another five-yard gain, making it second and five. They're just taking chunks away from us at the end. They're actually going to give him six down to the 21. So make that second and four. Hopwood and Wadan, primarily Hopwood, just chewing up the yards on the ground, chewing up the yards and the clock. McEwen now taking his time running down the clock. He'll again hand off to Hopwood. Oh, and he gets around left end, which was left wide open. He gets inside the 20, inside the 15. He gets down to, I believe, the 14-yard line. A 7-yard gain from Corbin Hopwood, and that is good for yet another Edward Jones, Hank Warden. First down for Kamiakin. First and 10 from the Wahai 14-yard line. Getting under 2:40 to go in the game. If Kamiakin scores a touchdown here, it is going to be very, very difficult, if not impossible for us. This could be backbreaker. So McEwen in shotgun with Hopwood behind him. Single receiver split to either side. McEwen claps, feeds to Hopwood straight up the gut, and he gets inside the 5-yard line before he finally gets hauled down. I believe that's going to be, nope. They're going to give him to the 5. That's just going to be just short of the first. That's a 9-yard gain. Second and one, but from the 5. Coming up on 2 minutes to go. Kamiakin started this drive on their 18-yard line, and now we're going to have a timeout Wahai, I believe, with one, or are we having a 2-minute warning? Do we have a 2-minute warning? At any rate, we're going to have a timeout with 1:59 to go in the game. Kamiakin leading your Wahai Blue Devils 19-14, but the Braves knocking on the door. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Wahai Blue Devil Football right here on KGDC, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Live from Lamson Stadium, 2 minutes to go in the game, and Wahai has been hanging around Kamayakan all night long. We're trailing 19-14, but Kamayakan knocking on the door. They have a second and one from the Wahai 5-yard line. And if Wahai can't get them stopped here, this game is probably over. Hopwood will line up behind McEwen for Kamayakan. Single receiver split to either side. McEwen, see if they give the fake clap. Nope, it's the real clap. Feed up to Hopwood off a gap, and Hopwood manages to rumble into the end zone for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down touchdown for Kamayakan. First score of the second half at 1:52 to go in the fourth quarter. And yeah, there was a flag on the play, but there is no penalty, so the touchdown is good. And that puts Kamayakan up over the Blue Devils 25-14 with a point after touchdown coming up. And we've got Colton Gourley on for the point after attempt. He hit the very first one. After that, it's been a source of frustration for Kamayakan. A fumbled snap and a failed pass. This time the snap is down. Gourley gets the kick up. It is a very weak kick. But it just barely cleared the upright. So the point after touchdown is good. So with 1:52 to go in the game, Kamayakan puts some distance between them and the Blue Devils. The Wahai's got a long road to hoe. They trail Kamayakan up here in Kennewick 26-14. We'll be back with the kickoff. You're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM, 92.9 FM.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Blue Devils trailing at halftime 19-14. They made a game of it late in the second quarter, and they were hanging around all game. The defense would not bend, but then they finally allow Kamayakan to go on an 83-yard march, 86 total net yards, and Kamayakan punches it in, and they now lead Wahai 26-14. As Nice will kick off for Kamayakan, and he's got Bingham down deep to take it, and Bingham will actually then hand off to 22, so we got a reverse to the 30, up to the 33-yard line. That was Micah Eggert with the return. So Wahai will take over on their 33-yard line, but with 1:45 to go in the game, and Wahai's offense just not been able to get anything going against Kamayakan all night. This could be difficult, but as they say, you got to play the games on the field. Anything can yet happen. So Kamayakan comes out, and they're playing a little bit of prevent. They're going to put three men on the line, and they are playing their secondary somewhat more deep as Heinrich will have Kalema Roberson behind him in the backfield. We've got twin receivers split to either side, and we have a pass complete in the flat to number 10. That is Trey McCauley, who will scamper out of bounds at the 40-yard line. That is good for 7 yards. That'll make it 3rd and 3. 2nd and 3, I beg your pardon. 1:39 to go in the game. Most importantly, McCauley scampering out of bounds stops the clock. I take it back. That's second and four. That was a six-yard gain. So Heinrich now from shotgun has three receivers split to the right on the wide side of the field. Heinrich takes the snap. He's going to roll right. Now he's going to look. Now he's going to look. Now he's getting some pressure. Almost gets sacked. Now he manages to get rid of the ball. Man alive. Almost threaded the needle. That was a fantastic effort by Derek Bingham Jr. He almost brought it down in Kamiakin territory. It would have been down at the 38-yard line, but he couldn't quite hang on to the ball. He had to climb the ladder to get it as it was in the face of double coverage. They very nearly, Heinrich to Bingham, threaded the needle there, but instead it's going to be third and four. 1:32 to go in the game. Roberson again lining up behind Heinrich. Heinrich putting Bingham in motion from a trip position on the right. Now Heinrich's going to run straight back, and he's just going for it. He's going to heave it downfield, and the pass is almost intercepted. Let's see. That was Noah Starr who had his hands on it, and I'll tell you what, that looked all the world for me like DPI. But they're simply going to say there was no call on the play. Noah Starr, a 6-foot freshman defensive back, he's just holding his hands going, how on earth did I miss that ball? And you had better believe the Kamiakin coaching staff is going to give him the what for about that at practice this week. Oh! Somehow we end up with an unsportsmanlike penalty call against Dazelle Powell, a 6'7 senior, 290 pounds. I have no idea what he did. But he had an unsportsmanlike penalty called against him, and he's going to get hauled off the field. Donovan Powell will take his place at 320 pounds. And I'm sure, Dazelle and Donovan Powell. I'm sure Dazelle is going to get a talking to. So it'll be an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Wahai all the way down at the 45-yard line of Kamiakin. Heinrich again will have trip receivers to the right, 1:25 to go in the game. Clock keeps getting stopped, so there is that much going for us, and Wahai getting downfield, mainly with the assistance of a penalty. So Heinrich in shotgun right at the midfield stripe. Yep. Drew Kamiakin offsides. So let's see if we can penalize our way down the field. Dead ball encroachment. Offsides on Kamiakin. We keep marching downfield via the flag. First and five from the 40 of Kamiakin. We'll march any way we can march. Trip receivers to the right. Single receivers to the left on the short side of the field. Heinrich standing at the 45. Claps for the ball. Steps back. Throws. Has a man on the right. And it's going to step out of bounds. That is going to be Trey McCauley once again. And McCauley is credited to the 35-yard line with the first and five. That'll be good for another Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. First down Blue Devils at the Kamiakin 35-yard line. And you keep stopping the clock. There's 1:17 to go. Blue Devils hanging around. They are not letting the Braves walk away with this. And that, now the refs are consulting, and they have a fascinating supply of sound effects here at Lampson Stadium. 1:20 on the game clock. They want to make sure that the game clock has sufficient time on it, which is the White Hats' way of politely saying you can stop with a home cooking. 1:20 to go in the game. As Heinrich, with Roberson behind him, will have twin receivers to either side of the field. Heinrich steps back, looks left, throws left, has his man, knocked out of bounds. Just past the 30-yard line, say to the 29. That was Micah Eggert with the catch, and he got fairly blasted out of bounds, and he just bounced right up like a weeble. Said, yep, I got my 6 yards. Furthermore, I stopped the clock. 1:14 to go in the game. Second and four for Wahai. They are, in fact, marching down the field. Again, twin receivers split to either side. Heinrich Claps to the ball. Takes it. He steps back. He's looking right. He's throwing right. He's going for everything. Oh, my gosh. He's got his man. Is that good? Yes, it is. That pass is complete to Derek Bingham Jr., a 29-yard strike. Good for Edward Jones. Hank Ward, first down, touchdown for Wahai. They are hanging around and hanging around. 1:08 to go in the game. And Heinrich hits Eggert. Was it Eggert or was it Bingham? Sorry, it was Bingham. Yes, indeed. 1:08 to go in the game. Man, Wahai keeps making a game of this. And Kuhlberg will be on again for the point after touchdown. He has been money thus far this evening. There's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. And Kuhlberg, I'm waiting for the signal. Yes, again, is money. The point after touchdown is good with 1:08 to go. The Blue Devils pull within five again. It is Kamiakin 26, Wahai 21. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM, 92.9 FM.
Got plumbing problems? Total Comfort Solutions has you covered. From fast drain clearing, leaking pipes and running toilets, to expert water heater services, including tankless water heaters and heat pump water heaters, we're here to keep things flowing. As your trusted partner in the Walla Walla Valley, we're committed to top-notch service, quality work, and your total satisfaction. Call Total Comfort Solutions today or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com because your comfort is our priority. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, we said taking over the ball with like 140-some to go in the game. Wahai had a long road to hoe to march, what was it? It was about 65 yards with the benefit of a couple of penalties and a lot of quick side routes and out of bounds to the sideline. Wahai manages to put it away with a 29-yard strike from Heinrich to Bingham. And they cut the Kamiakin lead to five again, 26-21. Probably looking at an onside kick, but we shall see. Can't quite see who is kicking off here. But, yes, indeed, they are trying the onside kick, but it is going to be recovered right at midfield by Diego Vargas, the running back for the Braves, and that unfortunately may well do it because the Braves on their last possession, they were simply running the ball down our throats and chewing up an enormous amount of both turf and time. So Kamiakin will take over at midfield. 1:07 to go. And anything can happen. The odds are exceptionally long, but man, did Wahai put up a fight tonight. But yeah, Kamiakin is in protection mode. They're simply going to kneel it out. So McEwen, for the first time, actually climbs under center and takes a knee. And the clock goes under 60 seconds, and the linemen starting to exchange handshakes. They're going to have at least one more snap here, possibly two. But Wahai, despite getting badly outgained by Kamiakin all night long, definitely made a game of things. Wahai going to go to 0-1. Kamiakin going to go to 1-0. I believe that's true. I don't believe they played any games up to this point. As McEwen takes another knee. And that will do it with under 30 seconds to go. The game will come to an end. But boy, did Wahai put up a fight. Your final here from Lampson Stadium will be Kamiakin 26, Wahai 21. We're going to take a break, come back very briefly with a game summary and what's coming up next for Wahai. When we return, you're listening to Wahai Football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Oh, back here live at Lampson Stadium, and Wahai trailed all night long. But boy, this was a whole different game than what you had in Walla Walla last year when Kamiakin came down to Burleski Stadium and stomped on the Blue Devils to the tune of 41-0. Tonight, the Blue Devils lose, but it is way closer. Your final, Kamiakin 26 and Walla Walla High School 21. Just a brief yardage total. Kamiakin outgained Walla Walla 274 to 143, but Walla Walla, rather, served by touchdowns on special teams from, I want to make sure I get that player right, yeah, Caden Wilson with a 65-yard kickoff return, and Kalama Roberson with a 25-yard interception return in the second quarter, which actually got this game very close at 19-14. And then Walla Walla defense stood up in the third quarter and kept Kamiakin off the board, and it looked like we had an opportunity to actually make this work. And at one point, we drove all the way down into Kamiakin territory, but then we end up turning the ball over on downs. And then Kamiakin, no, we don't turn the ball over. We end up punting. We end up pinning Kamiakin down on their 17-yard line. But unfortunately, Kamiakin, for the first time tonight, they just put the ball on the ground and pounded it down our throats. An 86-yard drive capped with a five-yard, I want to make sure I get the name right, Corbin Hopwood touchdown. And the point after made it 26-14, and it looked like the game was out of hand. But then Walla Walla taking the ball over on their 30-yard line with a combination of penalties on the part of Kamiakin, rather, including a personal foul on the part of a defensive lineman and a number of sideline outs. We managed to get down to the 29-yard line, at which point Heinrich hit Bingham with a 29-yard strike, and we got within five, but then the onside kick was recovered by Diego Vargas for Kamiakin at midfield, and then the Braves were just able to run the clock out. So Coach Justin James has said, man, we're looking to make some growth from last year, and if the scores between Walla Walla and Kamiakin are any indication, you definitely made that growth. You go from 41-0 to losing 26-21. Maybe next year we can get the Braves. Coming up next for Walla Walla, you'll be taking on Hermiston at home at Walla Walla High School. I believe that is a first. You're going to be taking on Hermiston at home. That game will be 7 p.m. next Friday. Make sure you tune into that right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. That'll do it from Lampson Stadium. My name is Brett Powers. Thank you very much, Rod Fazzari and the Walla Walla community, for letting me cover Blue Devil football tonight. Had a blast. Sorry we couldn't call a win, but it's still a great game to call. Good luck next week at Hermiston. You've been listening to Walla Walla Blue Devil football right here on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils football on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.